This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 19th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. We regret to report that a Cessna Skycatcher, confirmed by the company to be the non-conforming prototype, crashed yesterday near Douglas, Kansas. The pilot parachuted from the plane and escaped with minor injuries. Cessna said the plane had logged 150 hours and was on a routine test flight. KAKE-TV News quoted witnesses who said they saw sparks coming from the plane before the pilot ejected. There's no word yet on any impact on the production schedule for the plane, which has a current waiting list of over 1,000 depositors. Check back with us on the web for updates at aero-news.net. Southwest Airlines has been respected for years for its shrewd hedging of fuel costs, but you have to know what you're doing. The Associated Press reports United Airlines is on track to lose $544 million on fuel contracts that date back to the third quarter of 2003. Those advance purchases would have saved United money when oil was at $147 a barrel earlier this year. But now that oil's back below $100, they don't look so good. The good news is that lower current prices are softening the blow, but J.P. Morgan analyst Jamie Baker still expects United to lose as much as $2.30 a share in the third quarter, more than twice earlier consensus estimates. Airlines have seen their stock prices pounded lately and have been cutting back capacity and introducing a host of new fees on travelers on the premise it was required to meet skyrocketing fuel costs. Now that oil has dropped down below $100, what happens next? One analyst says the industry could produce record operating profits next year. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram cites a report from Jamie Baker of J.P. Morgan suggesting jet fuel prices may be lower in 2009. And along with cuts in airline capacity of about 6% and revenue from all those new fees, could allow strong airline profits. The Lone Star Flight Museum's B-25 and B-17 will be touching down in Midland, Texas today for what looks to be a long-term stay at the headquarters of the Commemorative Air Force. Hurricane Ike caused heavy damage to the Lone Star Flight Museum in Galveston. Officials say the hangars and Texas Aviation Hall of Fame saw 7 to 8 feet of water. The entire contents of the gift shop are reported lost, and every exhibit in the Hall of Fame was destroyed, although an undetermined number of artifacts may yet be salvaged. All airplanes kept at the facility through the storm are reported to have sustained major water damage. Fortunately, 10 vintage aircraft were evacuated before the storm. Among them, the B-17 and B-25. They're arriving at their temporary home in Midland just in time to become surprise attractions at a planned weekend air show there. Donations to help restore the Lone Star Museum will be accepted. We're sad to report the loss of 7 soldiers in the crash of a U.S. Army CH-47 Chinook in Iraq yesterday. The Associated Press reports the Chinook went down just after midnight, about 60 miles from Basra. The helicopter was part of a 4-ship convoy flying from Kuwait to Balad Air Base north of Baghdad. The accident is the deadliest U.S. helicopter mishap in over a year. Military officials have no word yet on a cause, except to say that hostile fire has been ruled out. British soldiers in control of the Basra region quickly secured the accident site, and an investigation is underway. Names of the victims had not been released as of late last night. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A U.S. Air Force official says Boeing's tanker costs too much. The CSAR-X helicopter contract may also be delayed. And NASCAR settles a lawsuit from a pilot's widow. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear U.S. Department of Transportation Inspector General Calvin Scovel present his report on the Eclipse type certification controversy to the House Aviation Subcommittee. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.